Hello, welcome to Sapiens Assurance 360 podcast. I'm your host, Michael Murrell, Director, Cloud Platform Engineering at Sapiens. And I'm so glad that you're out there listening. This is where we discuss the latest news, trends, and issues from across the insurance solutions and technology spectrum. In today's InsurTech ecosystem, you can talk about insurance solutions and cloud technologies without including generative AI, commonly known as a Gen AI. The artificial intelligence technology that can produce various types of context, including text, image, audio, synthetic data, in response to prompt. In today's episode, Navigate the Gen AI Landscape, we'll take a deep dive into the intricacies of cloud technologies within the context of Gen AI, exploring real-world implementation, potential pitfalls, security risks, and strategies for addressing challenges. We'll also examine the role of AI development process and our partner Microsoft Landscape in analytics and fabric. And from Microsoft today, very special guest is Michael Schwartzman, Senior Azure Specialist, Core App Innovation at Microsoft, who will be walking us through today's topic. Michael is a seasoned professional in the cloud computing industry based in Israel. He is focused on assisting global ISVs with building and selling SaaS solutions on Azure. Before joining Microsoft in 2022, Michael was the lead cloud solution architect at VMware, where he specialized in VMware Cloud on AWS, further solidifying his expertise in cloud applications. Michael, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Michael. Happy to be here.
So, Michael, let's start with a basic question. What practical applications do we observe in Gen AI architecture? And what are the primary concerns or pitfalls encountered during implementation?
Right. So in the realm of practical applications of Gen AI, Gen AI is revolutionizing everything from automated customer service to cybersecurity. And the idea is that customers, ISVs, can provide natural language interfaces for use cases such as summarization and searching for internal data sources, a generation of content and code. But also lately we see more advanced use cases where Gen AI is being used as part of an orchestration agent to perform actions and configurations in the system. So I can give just a couple of examples of what we're doing in Microsoft. So we have in Microsoft the Azure portal where we have a Copilot chat where you can search documentations and ask questions about your subscription and data. Also, we can generate and run scripts in a batch and PowerShell and automatically generate Graph API calls from natural language. We have the Copilot stack implemented in the rest of our products and stack, anything from, you know, helping you to summarize your email threads and helping you write better emails or helping you to create better PowerPoint slides, etc., etc. We also have the GitHub Copilot stack where developers can write code and ask questions about their code base. And we see with ISV customers, which I cover, we have a PR that was announced recently with a customer of mine, Checkpoint. They're a cybersecurity industry leader in the area of firewall management and firewalls. And they implemented the chatbot system where you can interact with the different technical entities such as identity, firewall rules in natural language, like asking specific questions about security posture, but also using it to orchestrate and generate new firewall rules and policies leveraging Gen AI and the natural language interface. So basically what all of this does is creates more efficiency and helping to generate a lower barrier to entry from a technical standpoint for analysts and helping folks who are technical to accomplish more with less repetitive tasks. Additional use cases that we see in general in the market is automated customer services. So companies like Zendesk and Salesforce use Gen AI to power chatbots and help with support ticket response and providing instant customer services, fraud detection for companies like MasterCard or using a Gen AI for real-time fraud analysis, detection and preventing of fraudulent transactions, content creation, platforms like Canva and Adobe leverage Gen AI to suggest design layouts and create personalized marketing content. Microsoft also has offering in this area of like you can create, like I said, PowerPoint slides and graphics with Microsoft Designer. So that is so something that we're actively working in. And from pitfalls and concerns, we have a couple of them. So first of all is the area of data security and privacy. So customers are really keen to understand that they are within the compliance area with the regional data storage and processing laws. This is crucial when deploying Gen AI globally. Second is the privacy. So establishing strong data handling protocols and ensuring AI models respect privacy is a mandatory legal compliance and for customer trust. Intellectual property, clarifying the IP ownership and IP generated output is essential to avoid legal disputes and encourage innovation. Cybersecurity, adopting a comprehensive cybersecurity posture, including protective measures, monitoring, rapid response, and recovery strategies. Scalability, designing infrastructure that can accommodate growing or fluctuating workloads without service interruption is crucial. And high availability, ensuring no single point of failure through the fault tolerant system design is possible across multiple data centers and cloud regions.
Sounds awesome. I can share also from Sapiens side that we are starting to adopt Gen AI slowly. And the first thing that we start looking into it is, first of all, how to make this Gen AI very secure with respect to identity, networking, authorization, token generation. And this is very critical for organizations that are starting to adopt Gen AI and mainly integrate it in their core systems. The first thing is to look into the security domain. That's very useful and very awesome information. Thanks for that, Michael. And now, in addressing the challenges posed by Gen AI implementation, what strategies or approaches should the organization consider?
So security risks in Gen AI are significant, especially when it comes to data privacy. As AI systems process large amounts of sensitive information, they become a prime target for cyber attacks. So to navigate those concerns, we need to provide a robust encryption, regular audits, and transparency around the AI framework that explains the decision and processes, making sure that there is accountability and compliance with regulations such as GDPR, and making sure that we take into good consideration the entire architecture and design of the application, and not only the Gen AI engine, like you mentioned previously. So making sure that the networking, security, identity, and the token generation is being done in a secure way from the entire architecture of the organization.
Thanks, Michael. That's so important for our listeners to hear and consider. So another critical question, how does the development process integrate AI technologies such as GitHub Copilot, and what advantages does this offer?
So tools like GitHub Copilot are transformative for developers. Like I said before, we can use it to suggest code, help debug, and even automate repetitive tasks. And this at the end leads to increased efficiency and allow developers to focus on more complex and innovative tasks. And Microsoft will see in Copilot not only speed up the coding process, but also serve as a learning tool for less experienced developers, with capabilities such as asking questions on code repositories with our latest announcement of GitHub Copilot Enterprise, use cases such as summarization of pull requests, which is also part of the enterprise ecosystem, helping to debug terminal errors or compilation errors, helping to write terminal commands. This is an area of great investment for Microsoft, and we see really rapid and constant innovation in the area of GitHub, where we see it becoming from a code repository platform and CI/CD platform to a Gen AI platform for the organization.
Awesome. Eventually, it's everything about efficiency. Okay, so one last question that should provide a nice end note to our conversation today. Could you provide insights into Microsoft landscape regarding analytics and Fabric? And how does it complement the Gen AI ecosystem?
Sure. So Microsoft's analytics and fabric landscape is extensive. It encompasses tools such as Azure Synapse Analytics for big data processing, Azure Machine Learning, Power BI, and different set of tools. And this infrastructure supports the GenAI ecosystem by providing necessary platform for storage, compute, and analytics, and ensuring that the applications are scalable, reliable, and secure. But the latest innovation that we have in the area of Fabric is that we are able to take and integrate seamlessly all of those services to assess a solution and experience, where Microsoft is eliminating the integration tasks. Basically, all of the products are being seamlessly integrated and being consumed as a SaaS solution, which is really nice. And also there are elements of cost savings because there is shared compute that can be shared through the different products as a single pool. You can mix and match different services and not bring up compute capacity where it's over-provisioned or underused through the analytics, different analytics phases. And another great point with Fabric is that it's based on one leg, which is based on an open format where you can basically read and integrate with external systems which are not necessarily Microsoft-based. And also it has a concept of shortcuts where you can read from a different non-Microsoft or Azure database. It doesn't have to necessarily even sit on Azure. And you manage all of your different products and services, permissions and RBAC from a single place on an open format that can seamlessly integrate to other systems and also read from other systems. And on top of that, we also enable GenAI inside of the Fabric solution through a copilot. So you can use natural language to basically query and generate reports and different phases of your analytics process through the AI-driven copilot of Fab.
Sounds very awesome, to be honest. Very nice innovation from Microsoft. Thank you very much for this very insightful session, Michael. We could go for another hour on this very important topic, and I know that I speak for all of us when I say that. I can't wait to see how GenAI and its future application will continue to evolve. And to our listeners, as always, thank you so much for spending your time with us today. We love hearing from you. Please reach out to us on our channels and don't forget to subscribe to podcast. As always, we got more coming. Do not forget to tune in the next time for another episode of Sapiens Insurance 360.